I wish to take this opportunity to sincerely congratulate you, together with your colleagues in the Troika, as you are by now known to the world, for conducting this delicate process in a smooth, transparent, and inclusive manner, which I think I can say compares favorably with a number of other international organizations. Don't ask me for names. I will also wish to commend the whole membership for their positive engagement and for the constructive spirit they've shown throughout this exercise. I also believe that this process was an example of efficiency. It is concluded well ahead of its deadline, another sign that this organization is always capable of delivering positive results when all members work constructively together towards a common goal, as already stated by Shahid. The important result of this process is that members have appointed the new DG whom they believe is the most apt to lead this organization for the next 4 years. I think this is a moment of unity for the WTO family in which we can briefly put aside our day-to-day concerns to look at the bigger picture of what this organization represents and of its fundamental values. Openness of trade for the benefit of all, non-discrimination, fairness, transparency, and all of this with the overriding objective of encouraging sustainable development, raising people's welfare, reducing poverty, fostering peace and stability. And the common belief in and commitment to these values is, I believe, what unites the 159 members of the WTO. The DG has to embody these common values and be at the service of WTO members, and I'm convinced Ambassador Azevedo will do just that. Let me finally, of course, warmly congratulate Ambassador Azevedo on his appointment, wish him well as he prepares to take up this job. Roberto knows he can count on my full support, as well as the support from the entire Secretariat. As I have already told him last week, I intend to work to ensure a smooth process of transition so that he can hit the ground running as he takes office on the 1st of September. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Pascal. And.